And for this meditation practice, I'm inviting you, first of all, to check that the posture you have chosen will be comfortable for the next 30 minutes. And to allow yourself to become aware of how it feels to have adopted this posture. To be aware of the way your body is sitting or lying, and the feeling of the weight of the body being transmitted down through the points of contact of your body with whatever's supporting you. And the suggestion is that you give yourself a couple of minutes just to ensure that your posture is comfortable, that you are fully aware of exactly how it feels to be sitting here right now, and to allow yourselves as best you can to come to rest. And as part of being aware of feeling into your posture, bringing awareness to the breath. So we're feeling each in-breath and each out-breath, the movements that accompany the breathing and the flow of air. And we allow ourselves to relax into a state of restful awareness. Our body being at rest, and our mind also coming to rest in the body. If we wish, we can expand our awareness to take in whatever we're experiencing through our external senses, sound, sight, taste, smell and touch. Just allowing ourselves to notice whatever's present, and to be with it just as it is. And when you're feeling ready, when you're feeling that you are at rest, mind and body feeling relaxed, perhaps experiencing a sense of balance or even a stillness, maybe that sense of being centered with the breath and the body being at rest. And I'm going to invite you to begin to look deeply into the mind. Not the intellectual mind with all of its reasoning, all of its trying to find meaning and explanations and excuses. But into the emotional mind, and the invitation is to spend some time examining the emotional mind and seeing what is there. Perhaps if you wish, looking first at all of those qualities and attributes that we might regard as being positive, the feelings and emotions associated with caring and kindness and love, generosity and patience, and hope and optimism, of the desire to be friendly, to get on with everybody else, and to be considered by everyone else as being a good person. Letting ourselves contemplate everything that we would regard as positive about our minds, about the attributes of being human. And again, even when you're feeling ready, I'm going to invite you to move on. And of course, as you might expect, to consider all those feelings, emotions, attributes of mind that we would consider to be negative. Meanness. Dislike. Prejudiced. Hate. Resentment. Sadness. Depression. Grief. Disregarding others, being selfish, cheating other people, harming other people, considering, if you wish, the other half of our nature, the half that we would label as being bad or negative, the half that we would happily be rid of. Maybe as we are going through this exercise of considering everything that we feel is good and then looking at everything that we feel is bad, we may notice differences in the way our body feels, maybe a sense of slight tension or of resistance. Maybe there's a sense that our mind is contracting and tightening when we consider all those attributes that are negative. Maybe there's even a sense that we really don't want to consider, all of the negative things about being human. That we would much rather experience just the good. What I'm inviting you to begin to meditate on is the fact that being human, we have as an integral part of us a whole spectrum of feelings and emotions. And that's what we are, a full spectrum of everything from the extreme negative to the extreme positive. And that in order to be relieved of our suffering, it's important that we acknowledge just exactly what feelings, what emotions that we have. And that they are all there in us just as they are in every human being. So what I'm inviting you to do is to consider all of the awful things that human beings do, as well as all of the fantastic things that human beings do. And say, yeah, that's me. I am all of those. I am capable of all of those. Just like every other human being. So in a sense, what I'm inviting you to do is to acknowledge, indeed perhaps celebrate, your very humanness. That you are a combination of negative and positive, light and dark, if you wish. This is the way all human beings are. Learning to accept ourselves exactly as we are, that mixture. Is the way to gradually begin to lessen our suffering. And compassion arises out of the acknowledgement and the acceptance that we are just like every other human being. That mixture of good and bad, positive and negative, light and dark. And there's nothing that we're needing to deny or rid ourselves of. What is required, what is needed, is acknowledgement, acceptance, and to be with ourselves in our humanness.